This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, and welcome to Diversity Bites. I'm the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. Well, today I'm going to talk about a conversation I really had with TJ from Gilbane. Congratulations, TJ. He recently just retired after a long and storied career at this large construction company. And his job was to look after the safety of many of the workers. So in construction, as many of you may know, can be a very dangerous occupation. And sometimes safety considerations may not be top of mind for all the workers, even the ones who will be most likely to benefit from good safety or be injured or adversely affected by poor safety. So that kind of, for some reason, that resonated with me that even in terms of diversity, that sometimes there can be resistance to something which may be good for everyone involved and bad for those when it goes wrong. But for some reason, it's not really top of mind and people may even resist in a way any efforts to increase safety, just like they may resist efforts to increase diversity. So I had a really great opportunity. John from Gilbane actually connected me with TJ. Their coworkers thought that this would be a good person for me to talk to and had a wonderful conversation with TJ. And when I was speaking with him, I just really wanted to see, like, maybe there's some secret principles or levers that I could discover from his work having to promote safety amongst people maybe who could be very resistant or certainly not the top thing on their mind. Maybe there's something I could really learn from that and something that I haven't really considered. And after a really enjoyable, you know, hearing lots of great stories about different things along TJ's career, it was interesting as opposed to, you know, hearing things that were totally different than what I'd been thinking about or expected. It was really more a confirmation of what I've been learning all along, that whether it's in safety or diversity or any other culture change, it's all about the connection. What TJ had learned and what he shared with me is that when you connect with people as people, anything is possible. Even in the safety realm where people seem to be acting in ways that could really injure them and adversely affect their loved ones, if you did not connect to them properly, it almost made it more likely for them to continue to be unsafe. And I think that's sort of an important principle and something for us to consider in our diversity work, that perhaps from your perspective, my perspective, our perspective, it's very clear that this is better for other people. But when you talk to people with a single-mindedness of agenda to make them change or make them see things differently without having that connection with them first, it actually backfires on you and has the opposite effect. So somewhat of a coincidence that, you know, all my work has been around connection and being the connection counselor, but it really does seem to be a core principle in terms of culture change, in terms of improving everyone's contribution to life, that, you know, that initial empathy, that initial connection is the foundation for any sort of positive change with people, as opposed to forcing people to change, which we all kind of know from our own experience backfires. Maybe not now, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually it'll backfire on the person employing the force to try to create the change. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and this is Diversity Bites. If you're a social person, we'd love to hear from you. Join the conversation by leaving a short message at connectioncounselor.com/podcasts. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.